always have time to sit and listen. That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does. Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now is Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. It comes out every Thursday. You get a little preview of what's in the paper on Thursday morning with Lisa. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. So I do have an update on that Harbortown access situation. We've been following it because Harbortown and Sea Green Center have been at odds over the use of this easement. And the one of the things that had to be done was that the Harbortown Board of Directors needed to meet to decide whether or not they wanted to concede that easement to Sea Green Center or if they wanted to keep it. And with a mixed vote, they decided that they wanted to fight for it. So they are going to they asked the city to revoke the permit that allowed him to, which was already in a cease and desist, actually. Because it was the permit was had some discrepancies on it.
Okay.
So the city they have asked the city to please rescind that that permit and ask him to take down the fence that blocks the easement. And also, you know, they have also got the attorneys involved, asking the attorneys to hammer it out. So we'll see what happens. Of course, if Mr. Green decides he does not want to take that down, he could be in violation, or he could. You know, he could face a fine, or the city could tear it down and actually charge him for the labor.
Yeah, charge him for the labor, right.
That could happen.
Interesting. Yeah. So is the allegation, it sounds like there's an allegation here that the permit to construct it should not have been issued in the first place. Is that your understanding?
It sounded like from when I spoke to Shane Carmichael, who's the director of community services. He happened to be out, and another person in his department saw the application and approved it. Then they realized that there were some discrepancies on that application because he had indicated on a drawing that the fence would not go through that easement.
Oh,
but then the other part of it said that the fence would be so long that it would go through the easement, and that wasn't caught.
Okay, so it may not be the case where like the city did something wrong or negligent. It may just be that the application was faulty and they weren't able to catch that in time. Okay, all right, but we'll see. I think for most people, the thing they care about is, am I going to be able to drive through there again soon? Because that's what people use it for all the time, right? All right, very interesting.
Well, and that's the other thing is that we have been trying to get the city to realize that, hey, this really is more of an issue than just Harbortown and Sea Green Center.
Right. Yeah.
This is a big problem for a lot of the people who access it. And even Google Maps shows it as a road up until you get to the parking lot, but then it resumes after the parking lot. So, you know, that obviously shows that you go through the parking lot.
Well, and
so
this is,
it's a mess. We need to get it straightened out.
And I know it's a particular problem in Gulf Breeze right now, but there are so many of these all over the place, right? There are all kinds of places where people drive through easements or private property. I think of Tibet Drive, of course, is the most recent vivid example of that over in Tiger Point. But there's all kinds of places like that where, you know, traffic will find a way, like water. And a lot of times you find a way through a place where it's really not where we're supposed to go. And it's not designed for that. But there is, you know, an access or an easement or not. And, you know, so we have these kind of issues. There's a building going up east of town.
It's huge. People keep saying, what is this huge building going up east of Tiger Point? And it is a Goodwill retail center. Hmm. That Goodwill retail center is going to be 20,000 square feet. So it's a very large building. Excuse me. And it will be a retail center for Goodwill. It's opening supposedly This fall, they will be hiring 30 to 40 people, and they're going to start that about 3 months before opening. They're going to hire people to work in the store.
Okay.
So that is something going up. And we also have another thing going up down there, and that's at Tiger Point Apartments. So those are taking place down there as well. And those are supposedly for moderate income people, which, gosh, who has moderate income anymore?
I will say every time I drive 98, there's always new stuff popping up or new, you know, trees being taken down, areas being flattened and graded and whatever. It's unbelievable how much development is going on. Gulf Breeze Parks is working on some things for the city.
You would think that they would finally be done, but no, they're not. They have so many other plans. They had a meeting last week. They're going to try to put the city on the map, literally with a hiking trail. And they're also going to have more signage that talks about historical things within the city. They are going to have a whimsical art project as well. They are going to have Florida Trail Town. There's only 25 Florida Trail Towns in the state, and Gulf Breeze is one of them.
Oh, okay.
And they're also going to have something really cool called Frontierland. And it's going to be South Santa Rosa, South Shoreline is going to have, they have an area there where you go to get onto the boardwalk.
Okay.
That area, they're looking at making it into a play zone with different natural materials, including balance beams, stump-to-stump tropical hopping elements, log fort building, and creative play zones. Really fun. I could go play there.
All you got to do is take one of the kids or the grandkids. Everything works out okay if you do that. You guys also have a good story about the school board and the half-cent sales tax, the library book sales tomorrow. Will Do is meeting tonight, which is a great organization. I love what they do. Rally for Marine Wildlife on Saturday. And you can learn for free Sunday at the Pensacola Bay Center plus Splash for June is coming. Man, the paper has always got so much different stuff in it, so much good information. Lisa Newell is the publisher for the Gulf Breeze News. As always, Lisa, thanks for the time. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. And just want to mention that's learned CPR for free on Sunday.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
If you want
very
any more
good
information about that, look at Gulf Breeze News. Yes, absolutely. And I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Or probably get a refresher because a lot of us who learned a long time ago may not know the current best methods. Lisa, thanks for the time. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. Gulf Breeze Parkway at Oak Hill Road in Gulf Breeze. They're saying the roadway is now clear. However, just one block away, Redfish Point Road at Gulf Breeze Parkway, there is a brand new vehicle crash with a roadblock. So just use caution through that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the five.
And boy, I will say that business about staying updated on any kind of, you know, medical knowledge that you have. Because, you know, when I learned CPR 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I had to do the math. You know, it was, you know, breathe twice, compress 15. That was the rule. And again, I haven't done it that recently, but as I understand it, the rule is now you don't even breathe. You just compress and, you know, to the rhythm of staying alive. So, if you're doing it at that rhythm, you just do that until they're back, and that's it. But, yeah, a great opportunity to go learn that. 437-1620 is my phone number if you ever want to engage me on anything, agree, disagree, or just ask a question. If you are thinking about your next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. And their model, their business model is they know you don't like to buy cars. I mean, they know most people have an adverse reaction to the car buying experience, and they just try to not be that. They just try to be not pushy, try to not make you feel icky about the way you get treated, try to not be deceptive in any of their practices, just try to be upfront. Here's the price on the sheet with the Carfax about that car. That's the only thing you ever talk about. And then, you know, there's no like later on they add things and it doesn't work that way. Every used car that they sell you, they warranty to 100,000 miles or 10 years because they know they're only selling you good quality cars. They sell cars that are a couple of years old with a few 10,000 miles on them. You're probably the second owner, maybe the third. But mainly the goal is, whatever makes people not like the car buying experience, they want to be not that so that you come back. Because instead of treating you as a mark, you know, to try to get as much out of you this one time as they possibly can, they think, you know what? If we just try to build a relationship and be neighbors, you know, be members of the community with you, you'll want to come back again and again and again and bring your friends and, you know, your relatives. And that's the model that has worked for them for more than 25 years. Frontier Motors, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money.
Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Daryl Sewing of Pensacola is celebrating mom the entire month of May with incredible deals on Bernina sewing machines. Save up to 45% on favorites like the B770QE Pro, the B570QE, and the B335. Don't miss big savings on Kangaroo sewing cabinets, including the Laverne and Shirley, up to 25% off with free accessories on select models. Visit Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewingandpensacola.com. Daryl's, where creativity begins.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates Andrew McKay on being the only broadcaster to make Florida's 50 over 50 list for 2026. For more than a decade, Andrew has kept Escambia and Santa Rosa counties informed, covering local meetings, interviewing officials, and breaking down big stories that matter. He takes pride in keeping the community informed and making sense of the headlines that shape our daily lives. It's a well-earned honor for a voice our community trusts every morning. Congratulations, Andrew, from News Radio 92.3.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh my God, I love your bracelet. Where did you get it?
Oh, my mom made it for me.
It's adorable.
It's so fetch.
What is fetch?
Oh, it's like slang from England.
Oh, you know, I never got around to sharing this, but I thought it was important because when it comes to, we were talking about CPR and kind of got me thinking about this a little bit. When it comes to organ donation, people in Florida particularly have a mistaken understanding. And it came up recently at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. It was actually a couple of weeks ago, but I just, like I said, I never had a chance to share this with you. But this is important.
I have the pleasure of getting to work with Santa Rosa tax collectors, an amazing group of individuals. Just got all their decoration pictures. They're really go-getters. But I do want to highlight right now, over 20% of Floridians believe if they have it, they're a donor on their license, they will not get the emergency care that they need.
What? 20% of people think that if you sign up voluntarily as an organ donor, that the doctors will let you die so they can carve you up for their organs? Good Lord, people. I mean, God. You know, there are times when I doubt the virtues of democracy. 20% of people think that? Oh, my God, no. That is not true.
As somebody who's been in healthcare for 19 years, I can tell you that cannot be further from the truth. In fact, in the state of Florida, you can actually be a registered donor, but you don't have to list it on your license. It's not something that the hospitals will look at. It is all third-party organizations like LifeNet and LifeQuest that we are called in after the fact.
It's after you die. Nobody knows whether you're an organ donor until after you die. And it, you can, if you really can opt to not have that even on your license, entirely within the parameters of the law. Do not let that be the reason you don't sign up to be an organ donor.
I just wanted to bring that point to order and to share that because there is that fear that people shouldn't have, and we want to make sure that there is an option not to put it on your license, but to still be a registered donor. So I just wanted to share that.
Absolutely. 823 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines for us. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are toasting each other at a state banquet in Beijing. She said the world would be better served with the U.S. and China as partners rather than rivals.
No, you're the most beautiful. 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 I'm just imagining what the toasting sounds like in my head, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I thought you were playing an audio clip that sounded about... accurate.
I'm sure I got all the voices wrong.
Pretty much. Protests breaking out in Cuba after they have now run out of fuel. Cuba gets, of course, most of its oil from Venezuela.
Not
but
anymore.
That hasn't been happening lately. The U.S. State Department says it will provide aid to Cuba in exchange for meaningful reforms.
I think the answer from the Trump administration at this point is, now let's cook. You know, what can we do right now that we've actually gotten to the point of forcing a negotiation over something? I don't know. 54th state, do you think? Maybe they. I mean, you got to figure Puerto Rico is going to start to get upset about this at some point. You know, you're going to make Canada a state and Greenland a state and Venezuela a state and Cuba a state before us.
We'll get to Cuba maybe around 70. Or not Cuba, I mean Puerto Rico. Around
Puerto Rico can be the 68th state.
There we go.
Or, you know, to hear Obama tell it, the 58th. Remember how he...
I remember that, yeah.
Anyway, go on, David.
And the South Carolina Supreme Court reversed Alex Murdoch's murder convictions yesterday. The former lawyer had been found guilty in 2023 for killing his wife and his son. The state Supreme Court there reviewed the decision found that the county clerk had improperly influenced jurors.
All right. Yeah, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Oh, I got a note in here from somebody who says, from many, many years of working in EMS in the operating room, we're never looking for an ID. We're too busy saving your life, which is true. I mean, but, you know, somebody else like, there was probably some episode, some crime drama where, and like, yeah, sadly, that's what gives people these ridiculous fear-based notions that make them avoid doing something that could actually save people's lives. Anyway, let's see. PJ has traffic on the fives. PJ
is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Take a look at the big board. Still dealing with that vehicle crash with injuries. Gulf Breeze Parkway at Oak Hill Road in Gulf Breeze. They're saying the roadway is now clear. However, just one block away, Redfish Point Road at Gulf Breeze Parkway. Brand new vehicle crash. They're saying the roadway is blocked. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Oh, this is a hilarious story in a way. It's sad, but also hilarious. So Jason English is the Santa Rosa clerk of the court and comptroller. So he's the Pam Childers in Santa Rosa County. Or you could say Pam Childers is the Jason English of Escambia County. I don't, you know, whichever way you want to look at it. He was speaking at the Navarre Area Board of Realtors. This was posted by my good friend Romy White, South Santa Rosa News. And I guess she was there. And he said while he was at this presentation of the Board of Realtors that recently when he was at the BCC, the County Commission, that he got a phone call right before the meeting began. This is the clerk of the court and the comptroller, okay? Somebody was trying to extort him for payments for allegedly missing jury duty. The clerk of the court. It's the wrong person to call. So he, of course, mentioned the irony of a scammer unintentionally calling the elected official responsible for issuing jury summons while pretending to be a Santa Rosa County deputy and trying to get the clerk to pay money to resolve it. He hung up when Jason told him who he had reached by mistake. But, man, these scammers are just everywhere doing all kinds of crazy things. I will tell you, I just about don't answer my phone anymore. I mean, if it's I'm lucky. Because my phone number, my cell phone is, I've had it for a long time. So it's still like an out-of-state area code. So I know when scammers call me because they're usually calling me from elsewhere. Because they use the area code of your phone number thinking, well, that's how I'll fake them. I'm like, nah, I don't need to fall for that. Because the eight people that would call me from where I used to live, I know who they are. And so for me, if it's a local number, well, I mean, you know, it's probably genuine. So I have a pre-screening built in. But, man, I just cannot believe the number of scammers that are out there and the things that they do. And you know, why do they do it? Because it works. I mean, if it doesn't work, they stop doing it. They find a different way. You know, that's what's so frustrating. And I always think about the elderly. You know, I mean, even smart, engaged, non-elderly people can, you know, fall for these things. But particularly people who are, you know, not as sharp as they used to be, more gullible than they should be, less tech-savvy and less, you know, basically always hypercritical of everything. It's very understandable why it works, unfortunately. 437-1620. Oh, this is going to be kind of interesting. The the case against James Comey, I think, is completely ridiculous. But he's, you know, he put that the seashells with the 8647 on the beach, and now that has become a thing that people are afraid to put online for fear of getting censored or investigated, and they're bringing charges against him as though it's a real threat against President Trump. The real threat doctrine that the Supreme Court has outlined over the course of years, I mean, to me, it doesn't even get close to being a real threat. Like, you actually have a case. The Supreme Court in the Watts case is one of those famous examples where a guy was talking one time and talking about being drafted back. This is like Lyndon Johnson vintage. And he said he basically made a threat against the president. He said, they always holler at us to get an education, and now I've already received my draft classification 1A. Easiest to draft. And I've got to report for my physical this Monday coming. I'm not going. If they ever make me carry a rifle, the first man I want to get in my sights is LBJ. You might, whoa, shooting the president. You shouldn't joke around about that. Okay, so that worked its way all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, in an unsigned opinion, they didn't even need to hold oral arguments. They said, no, you can't convict somebody for that. That expression is valid. Even though, obviously, there's an overwhelming state interest in protecting the safety of the president and allowing him to perform his duties without interference. But they said, also, a threat must be distinguished from what's constitutionally protected speech. And this was no true threat. This was no real threat. This was just a guy spouting off. And it, you know, there's been subsequent refinements to that decision. But the short version is it's a really high bar to prove that somebody engaged in speech that constitutes a real incitement to violence or incitement to a crime or a threat of the sort that would be justiciable. And I certainly do not think that, you know, a very vague message about how even best, you know, worst case, that you prefer the president not to be in office is not a kill threat of the sort that you can get jailed for or punished for. So, but, you know, this is kind of the world we live in, and he is facing that. I'm not a Comey fan, but, you know, you have to use the law properly, and this is being done improperly. And even if he did it improperly before, that doesn't justify using it against him.
All right, good morning. It's 8:30 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's take a look at our local headlines here. Trial date has been tentatively set for August 17th for former Escambia County Sheriff's Deputy Greg Nesmith. He was charged with two counts of vehicular homicide for the deaths of two 20-year-olds in Perdido Key last July. Nesmith has pleaded not guilty for the deaths of Nicole Moore and Jackson Cunningham. They were struck while crossing Perdido Key Drive July 5th. In a related civil case, both wrongful death lawsuits have also been amended to add Florida Power and Light and traffic signal contractor Ingram Signalization as defendants. Nesmith's next docket day is on August 4th. A 39,000-gallon sewage overflow last Sunday on Heinberg Street, putting a spotlight on a problem ECUA says happens more than it should. Spokesperson Davis Wood says it was a grease buildup in sewer lines that was a contributing factor. The agency does have a program to help residents dispose of cooking fats properly.
And actually, at ECUA, we have a program called FOG, which stands for Fats, Oils, and Grease. So anything that is a fat, an oil, or a grease, you want to make sure you avoid putting that down a drain because then it can cause buildup over time. It can cause these types of overflows that we experienced on Sunday.
And Wood says residents can bottle up their oils and grease, drop them off at disposal stations at places such as Everman's grocery locations or at the Bayou Marcus Water Treatment Facility in Blue Angel Parkway. Now, as for the overflow on Sunday, ECUA says the Heinberg overflow was contained and no sewage reached Pensacola Bay. There is some testing that is still ongoing. Milton Police Chief Jennifer Frank wasn't at the city council meeting in Milton this week. She was in Washington, D.C., representing the city and ended up representing the entire state. City Manager Ed Spears at Tuesday's Milton Council meeting.
I'm happy to report that she was called to Washington, D.C. by United States Senator Ashley Moody to represent the city during the National Law Enforcement Week in Washington. And while there, she was chosen to represent all of the law enforcement of the state of Florida. So she got to make a speech today on behalf of law enforcement leaders in Florida.
And photos of Frank's speech were posted on the Milton Police Department Facebook page. Spears also said he slipped a list of city projects that need funding into her travel portfolio, so he was hoping she'd get a little one-on-one time with Senator Moody while she was there. Governor DeSantis Governor Ron DeSantis says there's been a significant decline in fentanyl and opioid-related deaths across the state of Florida. Data from the FDLE shows fentanyl and opioid-related deaths dropped more than 40% from January through June of 2025. All drug-related deaths were down almost 20%. The governor said this proves that states can successfully fight fentanyl and the cartels. Well, plans to build President Trump's library in Miami-Dade County running into some legal resistance. A group of Miami residents filed a lawsuit this week over the transfer of land from Miami-Dade College to the Trump Presidential Library Foundation. The plaintiffs claim the transfer violates the Constitution because it amounts to a gift to Trump. And presidents aren't allowed to accept gifts they financially benefit from. The lawyer who filed the lawsuit tells CBS News Miami that this is not like other presidential library projects because Trump has said it's a for-profit venture. And it's 8:34 here at News Radio 92.3. City of Milton moving forward on a $1.6 million project to install emergency generators at 13 lift stations, 6 water wells, City Hall, the community center, and a fire station. The federal government covering about $1.2 million of that cost through a hazard mitigation grant. The city's share of roughly $409,000 will come from the fiscal year 2027 budget. 8:35 now at News Radio. PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Florida West EDA. Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create high wage jobs and private capital investment that grows Scambia County's tax base. Taking a look at the big board, we have that vehicle crash with a roadblock, Redfish Point Road at Gulf Breeze Parkway. They're still working on that. Also scrolling over to Old Coryfield Road at Lillian Highway. Brand new vehicle crash with a roadblock in Pensacola. Just use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We will be seeing sunny skies today with a high near 84 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 82. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Keeping sunshine around on your Saturday with a high near 82 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68 degrees. This is Burke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 68 degrees. We've got sunshine this morning. And your money now today. Taking a look at our markets at the opening bell, the Dow is up 210 points, just under a half percent, 49,944. S&P up just over a quarter percent at 74.64 and a half. The NASDAQ is up 92 points. That's over a quarter percent today at 26,494,541. That 10-year bond rate is down a bit, 4.44% today. Gold price is down 470 at 4702. Silver is down 307 at 86.30. Now, taking a look at those always important oil prices today, West Texas Intermediate down 74 cents, currently sitting at 128 a barrel. Brent crude down 75 cents today at 104.88 a barrel. And the national average for fuel, according to AAA, is up today. It's at 453. Yesterday was at statewide average at 438 today, and it was at 431 yesterday. So that's up a little bit there as well. Reporting in Escambia County, we're seeing average prices somewhere around $4.05 a gallon, $4.09 in Santa Rosa County. And taking a look at our financial headlines today. First-time unemployment claims are up a little bit more than expected for the first week of May. According to numbers out from the Labor Department this morning, initial claims were up by 12,000 to 211,000. That's about 6,000 more than market expectations. And House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries blasting President Trump over his comment that he's not thinking about Americans' financial situations during negotiations with Iran.
It's an extraordinary admission. But the reality of the Trump presidency and Republican control of the House and the Senate has regularly made that very point.
And Trump made his comments Tuesday before heading to China. Major U.S. beef producers can start exporting beef to China again on yesterday. Today, China renewed export licenses for hundreds of U.S. beef processing plants. Reuters says over 400 of those U.S. beef plants lost export eligibility after Chinese permissions expired back in March. It is 8:39. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Whether it's the style and performance of the all-new 2026 Outback or the extraordinary mileage of the 2026 Forester Hybrid, your next Subaru is guaranteed to put more scenery in your scenic route. The iconic Subaru Outback has been completely redesigned with sharper lines and more edge, making it look as tough and rugged as it drives. And the Forester Hybrid, with a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank and up to 40% better city fuel economy, will let you hit the road again and again and again. Both come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Forester Hybrid. Love never looks so good. Get your next Subaru at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Planning your vacation?
Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, we're going to fight about a word today. It's word fighting day, I think. And the word is hike. The word is hike. 4-3-7-16-20. Not the football use, the walking use. So here's my question for you. This is what I want to know. What does it mean to go for a hike? Or perhaps you prefer a different preposition. You prefer on a hike. I do not care. I'm not interested in the prepositional analysis. I'm interested in the verb analysis. Here's the question. Some scenarios for you to consider. You go for a walk around your neighborhood, which is paved, let's say, with a sidewalk in the evening with your significant other. Did you go for a hike? You walk on the multi-use path on Perdido Key. Did you go for a hike? You walk on the boardwalk on, say, the Bayou Marcus water reclamation facility, or at UWF, or at in Gulf Breeze. Did you go for a hike? You go for a walk in the woods, but it's flat. Did you go for a hike? And you walk up a mountain. Or in Florida, let's say, a hill with too much self-importance, okay? So the question is, what does it mean to go for a hike? Like, what constitutes a hike? 437-1620, 437-1620. PJ, give me some answers to the questions.
I would say if you're in the woods or if you're hiking the mountain, you're hiking.
If you are in the woods, but it's flat, is it a hike?
Still a hike.
Still a hike. Because the
I think
woods,
trees and the woods and the
unpaved,
roughness of nature.
Unboardwalked, unplanked.
Yes.
Okay, that's the key for you. Okay, so flat could be a hike. No elevation change could be a hike as long as it's rustic.
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right. I disagree with you, by the way. But that's okay. That's why I wanted to have this conversation because...
You think the boardwalk's a hike?
No. I go the other way. I think hiking means two things and two things only, woods and elevation changes. If you're not having elevation changes, it's not a hike. It's a walk. You got to be going up for it to be a hike. Now, just going up doesn't make it. So if you're climbing a stairway, even a stairway that's at some natural feature outside, like to some tower or something like that, that's also not a hike. That's a climb. A hike is climbing in the woods.
What if there's rustic paths leading to that stairway on the elevation?
It depends how much you participate in that. I mean, like, I'll give you an example. Bayview Park. Not Bayview. Bay Bluffs. Sorry. At Bay Bluffs Park, when it was open. Okay. If you walked on the boardwalk down and walked up on the boardwalk, it's not a hike. It's a climb or a walk. You're not hiking until you get out and walk around in the elevation changes in the nature around the boardwalk at Bay Bluffs Park. That's my
view. So you can do both activities at the same place.
Sure. But if you're on a boardwalk, that's not a hike. And if you're flat, that's not a hike. It's got to be both elevation changes and natural setting.
I think you can hike at Bay Bluffs. That's my opinion.
Well, you can, but not on the boardwalk. You got to get out on the trails.
I disagree.
Once you're out on the trails, now you're hiking. You know, 437-1624-312 texts. I love it. I love it. All right. I'll get to PJ here in just a second. Let's look at some of these texts. 437-1620. Somebody says, take a hike. Yeah, I think that is usually more like take a long walk off of a short period. Like that's usually, you don't really mean for somebody to get, you know, better quads. Like they're not trying to give them a better calves and more exercise. You know, it just means get out of here kind of thing. So, but we'll get to this in just a second because I'm curious. I'm always curious to know how people, language fascinates me. It really does. And some of these things are regional and some things are not. All right. So PJ has traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Taking a look at the big board, still at work in that vehicle crash with a roadblock, Old Corey Field Road at Lillian Highway. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. PJ, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, especially buying, but, you know, selling too, I mean, either way, especially first time, like call Christina Leavenworth. Oh, my goodness. The first time we ever bought a house, man, and our realtor was not terrible. I make her out like she was terrible. She wasn't terrible, but she wasn't great. You know, and how did I know? Well, I didn't at the time. I mean, I suspected. But through subsequent realtors now, I kind of know, you know, and I know what better and worse looks like. And listen, the first time you're buying, it's a scary experience. It's a lot of money. It's a big life decision. Are we going to make a mistake? Are we going to mess something up? You know, it's a lot. So the least you can do for yourself is get a good realtor, somebody that you trust, that you know does a lot of transactions, and people rave about her. And that's Christina, okay? Her team at Levin Reinke Realty sold 209 homes last year. And, you know, lots of people just use them and love them and they treat them well and they get things done quickly in just a very professional way. And Christina's delightful. When you get to meet her, you'll be like, oh, that's why you talk about her, though. Yeah, because she's fabulous. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty. All right. Question of the day for the frivolous topic is, when is it or is it not a hike? My definition is that a hike involves rustic, like, nature trail. You don't hike through a woods. You don't even really hike on grass, but if it's going up a mountain, I'd allow it. Typically, it's some kind of a path, although it could be, you know, you're foraging for yourself, but it's incline elevation change / elevation change and rustic nature. So a boardwalk is not a hike. A sidewalk is not a hike. A neighborhood is not a hike, even if it's up a hill, unless you go off-roads. 437-1620. Mike says a hike involves an incline. A significant incline is in a hill or a mountain. Agreed. Somebody says a hike is out in the country, mountains, or seaside, not in the city. Also agreed. Although, I mean, you know, you can get a workout in some, like climbing North Hill or something. You know, it can be a workout, but it's still not a hike unless you're going off roads. 437-1620. Oh, this is good. Somebody says the Olive Garden parking lot is a hike. Paved, but I kind of want to allow it. understand where you're coming from. Somebody says a real hike is a somewhat lengthy walk. Oh, that's true. Can't be fast. You know, you can't hike 100 yards. There's got to be more duration than that. I think you got to get pretty close to a half mile minimum for it to count as a hike. But, you know, I'd have to think about that one a little bit. A hike is a somewhat lengthy walk through the woods in a non-dangerous area. Non-dangerous.
UWF can be dangerous, depending on the wildlife.
Yeah. Some aspects of UWF would be a hike. But if you're on the boardwalk, not a hike. Let's see. Changes in elevation are not required. Oh, disagree. No, it's got to be up and down. Otherwise, a walk. That's literally the difference between a hike and a walk. You know, a walk is no elevation change. A hike in the woods is more than a mile. Flat is okay. Okay. My definition of going on a hike is walking up a mountain that's making you rethink your life. Rethink your life. It cannot be a hike if it's flat. So a hike involves meditation or pondering. Hiking for us is 2.5 miles in raw nature. Somebody said 437-1620, by the way, if you want to weigh in. You should listen. Let me pause for a PSA. You should have the number programmed into your phone. If you're like, say it slower, I didn't hear it. You should have already put it in your phone. You screwed up long ago. You put it in now. 437-1620. Yes, it's an 850. Okay, I know, in your phone you need to have that. But we don't ever say it because everybody hears 850 despite the area code change. But yeah, have it in your phone. Put it under, you know, News Radio or 92.3 or Andrew McKay or That Crackpot. I mean, whatever will help you remember, okay? That's the number that you want. All right, back to the texts again, 437-1620. It's kind of a fake hike. Let's see. Hike is only interesting. It's kind of a fake hike when it's flat, but it still counts for the above. Paved as a walk, unpaved as a hike. I understand your distinction. I just think it's more nuanced than that. I wouldn't argue with someone who requires some elevation. ESC wouldn't argue with someone who requires some elevation change. Generally involves more rugged, uneven terrain than a standard walk and often entails significant elevation gain. Yeah, I would say if you can't sprain an ankle, I mean, it's not a hike. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I can sprain an ankle anywhere. Yeah, that's your own problem, okay? A hike is unpaved and requires additional gear necessary for its success. Well, Andrew, what if you're wearing hiking boots, but it's flat and paved? Well, you can wear the wrong footwear on a walk. You know, you could wear slippers on a hike. I mean, I don't recommend it, but the footwear does not define the activity, okay? We need to – this is a different question. Let's see. Somebody sent me a screenshot of a definition page.
I love the definition.
Walks are shorter in duration, can be enjoyed by any age group with relative fitness. A hike tends to be longer and harder walks, usually on trails through the mountains or through brush or countryside terrain. The trails are generally visible, but not the smooth surfaces of a walk. Lou says hiking is when you are rethinking your life because your elevation's involved in real hiking. Somebody just says Andrew nailed it. Fair enough. Somebody says agree with Andrew, but what does the dictionary say? I don't care about no dictionary. Meanings are usage. Somebody says I agree with PJ.
Yes, thank you.
Now you need to rethink your life choices. Under for over a mile, trees and elevation not required. Oh my God, we got a paragraph. I would add to your elevation. I need to read this in a suitably George Plimpton accent. I would add to your elevation and in nature a certain amount of distance, not just the boardwalk. It be Marcus Bayou, but a mile or more. I'm sorry. I would also suggest one of the most awesome hikes a person can take is to the hike in Delega, Georgia. I'm going to trust it. You walk from the state park up to the starting point of the Appalachian Trail as not part of the Appalachian Trail, but it's a hike to the starting point. I love it. But we climb mountains. We hike through the woods. Yeah. I'm thinking about scale mountains versus climb mountains. I think climbing is all fours. You climb the mountain. Do you climb Everest when you're only on your feet? That's an interesting question. I have to think about that a little bit. If there are steps all the way to the top, I don't consider it a hike. Let's see. The ramps of the Civic Center, does that constitute a hike? No, good question. Maybe throw some dirt down, and then you can count it on your checklist. I hike to the fridge to get another beer during a football game. A new word is a wike. It's a sidewalks and boardwalks hiking. Hiking can include a paved walk. Hike to the Angel's Landing at Zion. Hike is a stick. Walk is no stick. Okay. ChatGPT. I'm not reading that. I don't need the AI to tell me how to use my language. Oh, now here's a good wrinkle. What about hitchhiking? All right, we'll leave it there. I'm Andrew McKay.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's another gallery night, Friday evening in downtown Pensacola from 5 till 9. This month, celebrate Fiesta Italiana. Saturday and Sunday from 9 till 6, check out the Asian Pacific American Festival at the Phil-Am Cultural Center on West Oakfield. Experience the sights, traditions, and flavors of Asia and the Pacific during this family event. Free admission, see philampcola.org for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
Did you just waltz in here and bark at your commanding officer? If so, I regard that as a bona fide brain fart.
A little old school Cars Running to you there. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What was that you're saying, Meg? That every morning you hike from your bed to the bathroom?
It's very deliberate.
Level of strenuousness is the definition. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with a roadblock, Old Corryfield Road at Lillian Highway. Just use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, I'm having an interesting little conversation. Very minimal. There's a kind of a spoofy satire Facebook group that I recently came across, and I guess I joined it. I don't know. It's called People of Florida, and they put funny stuff up, like a picture of Simba and Mufasa sitting outside of the Florida welcome sign, and it's Simba or Mufasa tells Simba, "You must never go there, Simba." It's kind of funny. I don't know. It's, you know, because it's got a New York license plate on. Anyway, it's just different things like that. Well, they put up a thing yesterday that was, and I had seen this elsewhere, and it's on official stationery letterhead from the governor, state of Florida, Tallahassee, and it looks like a legitimate covering of a news item. It's House Bill 626, aimless driving is prohibited. Like, you know, cruising, okay? Effective May 15th, 2026. Cruising around, joyriding, driving with no destination, aimless or purposeless driving, violators face a $1,000 fine. HB 626, and it goes on, okay? And I had, actually, you know, my wife, who knows I work in the news, and she's like, did DeSantis prohibit, you know, joyriding? And I'm like, no. She's like, well, I saw this face. She didn't see it here. She saw it somewhere else. And she's like, I see this thing. I'm like, no, it's always a chance something slipped by me. Okay, so let me go look. The House bill does not exist. Okay, there is no such law. There's no, I mean, it's totally fake. So it's a, you know, I on the post, I said, no, this is 100% fake. And somebody said, yeah, but it's a satire site. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not presented like satire. It's presented like a real thing, and it's on letterhead. And, you know, there's a lot of photos on there that are obviously photoshopped, and, you know, they're funny. And, you know, I'm like, I work in news. I only say this because somebody asked me the question. And to me, you have to be able to tell that something is satire, or at least you should tell people that it's satire. It's kind of like sarcasm. You know, sarcasm is not good use of language if people don't speak it, the recipient doesn't speak it. And there are some people who do not speak sarcasm. Their brain just does not compute that concept. And so you kind of have to pay attention to that when you're talking to them. Well, Andrew, I thought you did these April Fool's. Oh, yeah, I do. Once a year. On April Fools. You do the transgressors. Surely you can figure that out. But not everybody can. So anyway, I just think it's funny what, you know, people get defensive about satire that some people misunderstand. And normally I'm not the kind of the nudge. You kind of like, hey, this is fake. But in this case, because I have seen it circulating, and people will believe a lot of things, which is amazing to me about just the world these days. And then people see something on social media. Well, I wonder if that's true. And then they go ask AI. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's, you know, your dumb brother says something and your fact check is to go ask the drug dealer. Like, you know, choose your sources more wisely, please. We're all doomed if you can't. Meanwhile, news break here. The energy secretary has officially decided that nuclear power is completely safe. He gave it 3 thumbs up. I love the meme pile. Oh, man. My 11-year-old was playing in a D&D game and said, my character is old but not very old, like middle age, 40, something like that. I, as the DM, said, a dozen dragons attack your party.
Stream us at newsradio923.com.